waiting for a long time for someone to be for all time. Then came you, I found you.
This is KAYTFM 881 Gina Alexandria, 925 Greenwood Shreveport, K223BI 989 Monroe West Monroe, K255BT 100.1 Lake Charles, K261EB, and KQJOFM 993 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
He is all powerful and omniscient, all knowing and omnipresent. He knows and handles everything in a precise way and in a precise order. My brothers and sisters, Jesus, we see here how Jesus was amazed and was great and greatly admired the soldiers' faith. When we demonstrate our faith, Jesus looks at it and he is excited. Because if we had the faith even as a grain of mustard seed, we could speak to mountains and move those mountains. And so he was amazed. And we see also here the miraculous healing took place. The soldier, Jesus miraculously healed the soldier's servant from a short distance, but Jesus could have done that from anywhere. He just needed to speak the word. I'm reminded in the book of Genesis, when God spoke a word, and everything began to respond to what God said. And the reason for that is that God speaks reality. That's why God cannot lie, because whatever he says is reality. So when he spoke light, light came into existence. That's reality. When he spoke fish and fowl, that's the reality. The only thing God did not speak was you and I. He made us in his image and likeness. We are a copycat of God. What do you mean? Not physically, but spiritually. For God is a spirit. And we who are created in his image and likeness are created in his spiritual image and likeness. That is the reason why we have something in us called the way we live that causes us to want to do right, but sometimes we do wrong. You catch it. My brothers and sisters, the next thing we see in Matthew 8, 14 through 17, we see that Jesus went to Peter's house, and there the Lord healed Peter's mother-in-law with a touch. Jesus has creative power for let there be, and everything he came into existence. So he has creative power in his hand, but Jesus also has healing powers in his hand, because all he has to do is speak a word and things will happen. And we are told that the same night With just a word, Jesus cast out evil spirit out of many demon-possessed people. Them folks, them spirits are still in the world. Running around, hampering, trying to harm and hurt people. They ain't going nowhere. And if you're not careful, they'll get in you if you allow them to get in you. Watch who you hang out with. Because not everybody will be like Christ. And if you hang around with folks that are like that, them spirits will jump on you as Peter. They will jump on you as those disciples. He also healed everyone there who was sick. So Jesus had the power not only to cure, but Jesus had the power to heal those who were sick, casting out evil spirits. And Jesus did a lot of work. And Jesus, we are told, was physically tired. And he had the right to be tired. He had power over sickness, over physical sickness, and power over spiritual possession. He had the power to control and heal and do something about both. So let's see what the historical text says. In verse 18, it states, a great crowd became a problem, and Jesus decided to take a boat to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. Now we see, now we know all the reason why Jesus left Capernaum. But what we do know, or rather we don't know, and now what we do know is that Jesus needed rest because of the crowds. And we have discovered not everyone in the crowd followed Jesus because of who he was. In verse 19, we are told how a certain scribe came and said to him, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." Now, some in the crowd followed him for what they could receive from him, while others followed him to get something on him. Jesus opposed, my brothers and sisters, the legalistic tradition of the scribes. And it was known. He also opposed the religionists. That's the stuff that Jesus came into this world to correct. The scribes who literally was warring against him, and the religionists. Church folks, that's the religious denomination that will hinder your growth because of what they may or may not believe. That's some good folk walking around passing out pamphlets. But they are religionists. Can I bust you up? Your religion ain't got you to heaven. Your denomination won't get you to heaven. Only your faith in Christ Jesus will get you to heaven. So the scribes didn't like Jesus, and the religionist was on the outside because Jesus said, "I got to get this stuff straight." My brothers and sisters, the scribe opposed Jesus with deep hostility, even to the point of plotting to kill him. Every once in a while, folks are plotting to take you out. Now this man, this scribe, proclaimed a willingness to follow Jesus anywhere, any place. So Jesus, who is all-knowing, said three things. Write it down. You're going to need this. Three things that was essential to become a disciple. Since we are all disciples of Jesus and followers, we all need to get this. The man had to accept Jesus as the Son of Man. Secondly, the man had to know personal poverty. And thirdly, the man had to abandon all for Christ and his mission. So let's see. he had accepted Christ as the Son of Man. Here we see this points to Jesus as the Messiah. Not everybody, not everyone has acknowledged and accepted Jesus as the Messiah.
Yes,
not only is he the Messiah King, but he was God manifested in flesh. Secondly, a man had to know personal poverty. For Jesus said, though he was rich, yet he became, somebody's reading, though he was rich, yet he came into his own creation. He was rich, came into this world, and he suffered poverty. He didn't own anything. That's why he said he had no place to lay his head. The creator of the world had owned everything, and yet when he came to this world, he became poor. And thirdly, the man had to abandon all for Christ and his mission. Sacrifice. Abandon. Give it up. Commit yourself to study the application of God's word. Study to show yourself approved. He had to allow himself to be part of that band of men that Christ gave the great commission to go and share his word in all of the other nations so that everybody will know who he is. Because before he returned, the entire world will know about this man called Yahshua, Jesus the Christ. In verse 21, we're told, then another of Jesus' disciples said to him, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. But Jesus said to him, follow me and let the dead bury the dead. What kind of statement is that?
Yes, Lord.
Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. There's two kinds of dead. There's physical death and there's spiritual death. And you'll catch that on the way. Let the dead bury the dead. A second man, already a disciple of Jesus, requested that he be permitted to return home and bury his father. Now, why did Jesus say that? I'm glad you asked. One reason why is that he wanted us to know the high cost of commitment to him. It ain't easy standing up here. Because sometimes people talk about you, sometimes people criticize you. It ain't easy proclaiming God's word because some folks like it, other folks dislike it. And preachers get ready because it's coming. That's the task that we have as pastors and preachers. That's what we signed up for. If they did it to Christ who had no sin, what in the world do you think the world would do to us who have sin? Now, I admit all sinners saved by the grace of God. But there's a world that want to take you out when you start doing God's work. Jesus said it here. My brothers and sisters, there's a cost.
That's right.
The second man, already a disciple of Jesus, requested that he be permitted to return home and bury his father. There's a high cross price in following Christ. It's called commitment to him. The Lord never hid this hard truth from his potential followers. Now, I got to be honest with you. I didn't want to be a preacher. I ran for 12 long years. Worse than a story, 12 years of slavery. Well, I ran for 12 years. And the Lord just simply said, I'll just wait on you to get tired. I just wait on you. Here's my point. I ran for 12 years, but when he said, when you got tired, whenever you stopped, I was right there waiting. Because he's omnipresent. And he got, when a man of God takes the responsibility of preaching the word, it is not his word, it is God's word being preached to you. And when God gives us an assignment, it is not our assignment, it's God's assignment.